Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast of Get on the Right Side. I'm going to be your host, Britt Thomas, and just from a disclaimer standpoint, so everybody knows, I am a gainfully employed American, and the views expressed in my podcasts are solely my own and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of my employer. Now, with that out of the way, let's get started. So lately, I know that there's been great controversy in regards to letting Girl Scouts into the Boy Scouts. And to me, that is quite a frustrating proposition for a number of reasons. First of all, you know, I like to follow the old mantra of to each their own, meaning that anybody can do whatever they want. However, when you start infringing and forcing it down people's throat, it tends to get a bit frustrating. So, what blows my mind is that in 2001, one source reported that there were 72 members of the board that makes up the board of directors of the Boy Scouts. Now, if you just stick with me, the board unanimously agreed to welcome Girl Scouts, or girls rather, into the Boy Scouts of America. With that being said, out of 72 people, not one abstained or voted nay. Not one. So now one must ask themselves, what is the name of this new organization? Is it going to become the US Scouts? What happens to all the things we love, like Girl Scout cookies and Boy Scout popcorn? Do those all become one delicious dish for us all to enjoy in the form of Girl Scout buttered flavored popcorn cookies? It's going to be disgusting. The other thing that worries me is to allow Girl Scouts into a program for which there is already an organization suited to them. So if these girls want to join an organization that's similar to the Boy Scouts, then why don't the Girl Scouts go ahead and recognize that and change a little bit to make themselves an organization that goes on camping trips and, you know, teaches girls things like are learned in the Boy Scouts. One of my biggest fears, though, in this decision, is that you're going to have young men and young women at an age where hormones are raising, and they're going to be out in the woods together, sneaking off and doing God knows what, experimenting with their first hickeys or touching each other in their no-no squares and just making bad choices. The other concern I have is from a pedophile standpoint. What is to keep pedophiles from joining these organizations and preying on our young girls, or for that nature? We've seen a lot lately of these sick teachers that have been preying on their male students. What's to stop them from becoming scoutmasters within the Boy Scout organization? Now, I guess while I'm on a rant, let's talk about the tragedy in Las Vegas. So, as I'm sitting here in my ivory tower, thinking, why is my gun not gotten up out of my drawer and in the middle of the night and went on a killing spree? Well, I remember why. It's because guns don't kill people. People kill people. It's not a gun problem. It's a heart problem. I always hear from the left side of the aisle that we need more gun control laws. However, let's for a minute take a pause and look at good old Webster Dictionary for the definition of the word criminal. So if you look it up, criminal is a person charged with or convicted of a crime, a person who commits a crime for a living. So to break that down into layman's terms, a criminal is incapable and unwilling to follow laws. Also, let's look at how well this has worked with illegal drugs, which, if I understand English would lead me to believe that you cannot have them, and using such drugs would be illegal. Or in simpler terms, for those liberals that have trouble understanding things, not allowed. So stick with me here, because I've thought this through. If a person's heart intends on doing harm to any individual, and guns were not available, would this person not build bombs, rig explosives, buy a knife and stab someone, or drive their car into a crowd of people? When someone drives drunk, we don't blame the car, we blame the driver. So if we become so jaded we cannot see the gun debate for the black and white matter that it is, the person who does the harm to the other person is who is at fault. For Brit, you say, isn't that simple? Is it that simple? Well, I seem to think so. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I know that this is a short first podcast, but as we go on, I will make sure that I try to make them longer. And remember, if you're not on the right side, you're simply on the wrong side. Good night, and God bless.